Yeah, that's right, Dunmurry. Basically now, since Sunday morning, a number of homes along the N56 between Dunfanny, on the outskirts, first of all, on the outskirts of Fulcair, towards Dunfanny direction there at the minute, have no water since Sunday morning. I'm unable to get these people answers for this problem. We were told on Sunday morning was a bust. That's what we were initially told. In fairness, on Sunday morning, the water did resume back to some people within an hour, but then other people, it went off again, and it's been off since. Now, Irish Water are telling me that it's a bust as such is the problem via email and over the phone and whatnot. But I'm up and down that road in question, and I don't see no bust. I don't see no diggers out, no nothing. So, to be fair, the workmen, I'm sure, are doing their best in question what's wrong here. But there seems to be an ongoing situation, a hidden problem as such here, and it seems to be difficult to find whatever is going on here, the actual problem. But the problem is here as well, the helpline that we ring, the Irish Water helpline we ring, they don't seem to be in sync at all with the men on the ground as such. They're not corresponding. That's a big problem as well. Which I said there to them a while ago there, if they're not keeping contact with the people on the ground, how can we, as public reps then, go back then and inform the people in the houses then that are ringing, messaging, etc., with no water, what's wrong? And I would far rather, like I said to the lady there a while ago in Irish Water, what respectfully said, I would far rather if they just come out and say point blank, what is wrong? Is there a major problem? Is there something else going on here that's unknown? Or why is there no water going to these number of houses in question? Because between now, air to water systems and so on, and various other kinds of modern-day pumping systems, this can cause all kinds of damage and mayhem in these houses if they don't have water or at least don't know where to stand with the water anyway. No warnings, no nothing, like for ourselves as public reps is not good enough. And it's very difficult, and it's a fair play to the boys that are doing their best on the ground. The men's doing their best on the ground. Like, fair play to them, they do their best always. But there seems to be now a more serious problem higher up the chain that's possibly above them at the moment. And somebody in management and Irish Water needs to make that call and come clean and tell us, county councillors, and also tell their own workers on the ground what is actually going on here and why is there no water going into a third day heading for a fourth day running now. And then to be turned around then in the last hour and to be told then, you know what, this could run into several weeks. That's totally, totally unacceptable. I said several weeks. It shouldn't go past several hours, Donna Marie. Never mind the possibility of running into several weeks. This is unacceptable, like, and it's no good going forward. And again, we, as myself and my five colleagues in the Glenties MD, we are blue in the face asking Irish Water to come and meet us for a public meeting or behind closed doors, or the way they want to do it, and they will not come to meet us. And when they will not come to meet us, there's many, many problems in the Glenties MD at the minute. We're in Fulcair here today. It's no different. You go to go to Hork, to Councillor O'Farrish, Councillor McGlasbridge over in Allegory, Councillor Malloy's up in Ardra. We all have our own difficulties in our respective areas as such, and we're always looking for Irish Water to come. But this time, we need the hierarchies of Irish Water to come to meet us. Something they don't want to do, but they're going to have to do it, because they cannot leave us sitting like this all the time with no answers for the public. And I'll bounce again back to Letterkenny. It's no different to Donald Mandy in Letterkenny. The councillor then down in his own as well, the same situation down there. Paul Canning has it as well from time to time around Manor there as well. We are not getting answers. I believe myself there are a lot of stuff could be explained here to us, what is actually going on. It's not good enough telling the members of the public all the time, Don Ways, like we're saying today now, like, it's a bust somewhere, or a pipe is bust, whatever. This may be the case 90% of the time, okay, granted, it is. And when that happens, pipes need to be replaced then. You have that situation then with the funding, then they say then there's no funding. But we have a situation today in Fulcair, they don't have, in my view anyway, or as far as I can tell and see, and as far as my neighbours can tell and see that have the problems, there's no bust in sight. There's no water to be seen visible anywhere busting up, but yet there's no water at the taps, and Irish Water are not able to give me an answer on this. But like, even this morning, one of them went away there this morning for 10 minutes off the phone there this morning, checking with one of her superiors when I questioned her on the addresses of what was going on, because I questioned her maps. She said the maps are right. I said her maps are not right and correspond with air codes. It took them 10 minutes to come back down with an answer. So there's clearly an issue alone as well with their mapping system. that what they're looking at in maths and what we know with people on the ground, that the two things don't correspond. And this goes very easily to light, Donna Murray, when you're talking to them. They'll say one thing to me, and I know fine what they're saying to me. It doesn't correspond with what's happening on the ground. So quite quickly, you catch them out. Like, as I caught them out there this morning with their air codes against their maps. So, I mean, how can we proceed going forward? First of all, if they don't have correct information on their maps going forward, and if we're not getting correct information then to tell the people on the ground going forward, and you can imagine yourself as well, the days of Christmas and the New Year, people still sitting here, what time is now? 12:30 today, still sitting here at 12:30 today, no water, not able to wash clothes, not able to have showers, not able to wash dishes, not able to flush toilets and so on. And there's a handful, again, like always, of vulnerable people through these, people that need water necessities and so on, and can't get it, home health, one thing or another, etc. We don't need to elaborate any more on that. This is a serious, serious situation, like. And again, I reiterate again, and sorry for sounding a parrot here, but I believe that a lot of this stuff could be easily thrashed out if Irish Water would come and meet with us, officials, reps, in our respective areas, where the problems are. We don't want to be meeting in Lifford, because to go to Lifford to meet with us all, to give us an hour or so of time, and people don't get asking their questions. That's a waste of time. They need to come to the various MDs and spend a couple of hours or more, whatever time required, and hear us ourselves, each individual councillor, give them the required time to put their cases across, their areas across, where the problems are, and come back to us then with answers and say then what they're going to do at the time. But fobbing it off is no good, and I don't want to be in the 25 again, the even 25 of what Irish Water or anybody else, just fobbing it off, because they don't have the reality over the answers to tell us, Donna Marie, unfortunately.